And looking at another aspect of the campaign, Alice Savage spoke to this week's curator, Wiradjuri author and professor of communications at the University of Queensland, Anita Heiss, to look at what was behind the push for this action.
Share the Mic Now social media campaign was created in the US when it was created to magnify Black women and the important work that they're doing in order to catalyse the change that will only come when we truly hear each other's voices. And I'm going to use a quote because it belongs to the people who created this movement. They say that when the world listens to women, it listens to white women. For far too long, Black women's voices have gone unheard, even though they've been using their voices loudly for centuries to enact change. Today, more than ever, it is necessary we create a unifying action to centre Black women's lives, stories and calls to action. We need to listen to Black women, and that is why we created Share the Mic Now. The Share the Mic Now organisers also outlined four stated goals when they started. Their four goals were to form a social media campaign that magnifies Black women's lives and stories, to form relationships among Black women and white women so that our future activism is born from relationships, to create a network of disruptors who know and trust each other, and to create action that could make change. And I'm, you know, glass half full, and I do believe that we can use this as a mechanism to create change, one Instagram post at a time.
Why is it important to elevate First Nation voices?
Well, throughout history, we've been written about and we've been spoken about and for, and not always, or could I say mostly not for our own benefit. Now, our stories, our voices, as diverse as they are, they speak to our authentic lives, our histories, our experiences of culture, of socialisation, wherever that may be. And they also speak to the negative impacts we experience in terms of stereotypes and behaviour towards us, including the deaths of our people at the hands of the police. And so social media really has become a platform for all of us to have a voice. And so giving the mic to Aboriginal and Torres Islander people in Australia is a sign that it is time to magnify, to elevate our voices and to bring the marginalised in Australian society to the centre of the conversation and to drive the conversation, because quite often the conversation around Aboriginal and Torres Islander people in this country is driven by other people.
What are you and the other organisers hoping will come out of this social media campaign?
I think I can't speak for other organisers except to say that I know that Tara June Winch, author, Wiradjuri woman, who actually was a co-founder of the Share the Mic Now Australia movement, sees this process as a call for people to stand with us outside of NAIDOC Week and outside of Reconciliation Week. And the marches might be over, but the struggle continues. While people like me are full of hope for the future and change, it's not always necessarily a completely smooth process. Obviously, these kind of initiatives bring out an extraordinary amount of goodwill. However, it is also an opportunity for people to demonstrate their ignorance, their own sense of hatred and loathing for Aboriginal people. So we did have instances last week where one of our titters who was sharing on a platform was attacked aggressively and viciously, and that is not what this is about. And I believe, and my hope is that non-Indigenous Australians through this process today and moving forward, because I hope to see it go on, begin to understand that our voices are valid, that our stories are part of the national narrative, and they need to be told, but more importantly, they need to be heard.
Anita Heiss, Wiradjuri author and professor of communications at the University of Queensland, speaking there with Alice Savage.